Revi. And the pasuk continues Bachodesh Hashalishi, in the third month, which is the month of Sivan. Let's say Spnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, of the time the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim. Bayoyim Hazeh, on this day, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Ba'u Midbar Sinai, the Yidden came to Midbar Sinai. Rashi explains that the word Bayoyim Hazeh teaches me that it was on Rosh Chodesh. For Rashi, it could have said Bayoyim Ahu. That would have also taught me that it was Rosh Chodesh. Why does it have to say Bayoyim Hazeh on this day? It is only to teach us that the Torah should be looked at by every individual as if they themselves got the Torah on this day. It should have that same freshness and excitement as if they got it by Yom HaZeh on this day. And it should not be looked at as something that was handed down from generation to generation. Vayisu me Rafidim, and they traveled from Rafidim via Voyo Midbar Sinai. And they came to Midbar Sinai. Rashi asks, why does the pasuk have to say where they traveled from, that they traveled from Rafidim? We know already from the end of last week's parsha that the Yidden were already in Rafidim, so obviously they traveled from Rafidim. And Rashi answers, it is to compare their traveling from Rafidim to their coming and encampment in Midbar Sinai. Just like when they came to Midbar Sinai, it was b'tshuva. Like we see, the pasuk says, "Vayichan shom Yisrael ki ish echad b'leiv echad," with achdus and unity towards Hashem. Also, they're traveling from Rafidim, where in Rafidim they did an avera. They said, "Hayesh Hashem bekir beinu imoyin," and Amalek attacked them. So the pasuk is telling us that even when they left from Rafidim, they already had done tshuva on their avera. Just like Midbar Sinai was b'tshuva, so too their traveling from Rafidim was b'tshuva. Vayachnu b'midbar, and they camped in the midbar. Vayichan shom Yisrael neged ahar, and the Yidden camped neged ahar on the east side of the mountain. And the pasuk uses a lashon yachid. It does not say vayachan o shom Yisrael, but rather vayichan shom Yisrael. And Rashi says it means to teach us that they had unity. Ki ish echad b'leiv echad. The Yidden were in unity with each other, in unity with Hashem. The pasuk in Parshas Beshalach, Perek Yudalet, pasuk Yud says, concerning when the Mitzrayim were running after the Bnei Yisrael, it says, "V'hine Mitzrayim noisea achareihem." The Mitzrayim were traveling after them, and there also it says a lashon yochid. It does not say noisim achareihem, but rather noisea. And Rashi says that the reason is because the Mitzrayim had unity; they were b'leiv echad ki ish echad. And the kasha is, why over there is the lashon used b'leiv echad ki ish echad? First it says leiv echad and then ki ish echad. And over here concerning Klal Yisrael, when it says they had unity, it says ki ish echad b'leiv echad. I once heard a teretz that the pshat is that by the Mitzrayim, in essence, the Mitzrayim do not have unity with each other. It is only when they have a common cause that they have unity. Therefore, the Rashi says over there, "Belev echad," with one heart, when there is a common cause, which over there was the destruction of Klal Yisrael, then it is ki'ish echad, as opposed to our pasuk, where the Torah is coming to tell us that Klal Yisrael in essence has unity. Ki'ish echad, belev echad. They are together like one person, even if the common cause is not there. They are first ki'ish echad, and it is only secondary when it is belev echad. So the Yidden came to Har Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Moshe Olo El Holoikim. And on the second day of Sivan, Moshe went up to Hashem. As Rashi explains, that every time Moshe went up, it was always Bahashkama in the morning. So if they arrived at Har Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Moshe went up the next morning to Hashem on the second day of Sivan. Vayikor Elav Hashem Minahor Lemor. And Hashem called to him, to Moshe, from the mountain, saying, "Koi," like this, "Soymar lebeis Yaakov," you shall say to the beis Yaakov, which is referring to the Noshim, "Beloshen Raka," the Loshen Amira is always in a soft way, say in a soft way to the women, "V'saged levnei Yisrael," and in a harsh way, "Dvarim hakoshim kigidim," words that are bitter, like the bitter herb gidin, "tell lebnei Yisrael," to the Zechar, "to the Nekevois, speak softly, but to the Zecharim, speak harshly and tell them the unshim v'diktukim, the punishments and the details of being an Am Segula, the treasured nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu." And that is why the pasuk says koi, like this, soimar, zog Rashi, b'loshen hazeh u'kiseder hazeh, B'loshen hazeh means softly to the women and harshly to the zechar. Kesedu hazeh means first to the women and then to the zechar. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin, says, Omale Rav l'Rav Chia. Rav says to Rav Chia, Noshim b'mai zachyon, what schus do the women have concerning limud ha-Torah? And the Gemara says, Bakruy b'nayu l'beik nishta, because they bring their children and they make sure that children go to yeshiva to learn Torah. Since the women are found in their houses more than the men, therefore they are the ones that tell their children to go l'beis ha-sefer, to the beis ha-sefer. And the Masha over there explains that that is the pshat in this pasuk. Koisoimai l'beis Yaakov, so you shall tell l'beis Yaakov to the women, what is their schus? V'sageid l'vnei Yisrael, because they are the ones who will tell the b'nei Yisrael, their children, to go learn Torah, to go to the beis ha-sefer. And that is why the Nashim are called beis Yaakov, because they are the ones that are found and are mitsuyos in the bayis, in the house, and are around to tell the children to go to the beis ha-sefer. And the pasuk continues, Atem re'isem, you saw yourself, Asher Asisi l'Mitzrayim, what I did to Mitzrayim. I am not coming to you with witnesses. I am not coming to you with a tradition. But rather, you yourself saw with your own eyes what I did to Mitzrayim. Vo'ese eschem al kanfei nesharim, and how I carried you on wings of an eagle. Va'avi eschem eloi, and I brought you to me to serve me. What does it mean, I carried you on wings of an eagle? Rashi over here says two pshatim. Firstly, he says that the Yidden were scattered all around the land of Goshen when it came time to leave Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes, and all the Yidden from all ends of Eretz Goshen came to one spot in the land of Ramses in order to leave Mitzrayim. That is what is meant, Bo'ese Eschem Al Kanfei Nesharim, I carried you on wings of an eagle to bring you all together in Ramses. A second shot, Rashi says, is that it is referring to the time when the Yidden were sandwiched between the Yamsuf and the Mitzrayim. And the Mitzrayim were shooting arrows and stones at Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Amud Ha'onon and put it between Klal Yisrael and the Mitzrayim. And the Amud Ha'onon caught all the stones and the spears which the Mitzrayim shot at them. And that is a comparison to the wings of an eagle, where an eagle is not afraid of any bird that will fly above them, only from a human being that will shoot arrows from below. And therefore, the eagle places her children on her wings in order that if the human being will shoot any arrow into them, it will hit them first and their children will be saved. Just like the eagle is willing to take the arrow for its children, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the arrow and the stones through the Amud Ha'onon to save Klal Yisrael. Rashi in Parshas Bo'i, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, says a third pshat in Vo'ese Eschem Al Kanfei Nesharim. When the Yidden traveled, their first traveling from Ramses to Sukkos, it was 120 mil from Ramses to Sukkos, and the Yidden reached there instantly, l'sho kala, right away. And that was what was meant when the pasuk says, Vo'ese Eschem Al Kanfei Nesharim, he carried them on wings of an eagle from Ramses to Sukkos to reach there instantly. V'yato, and now, im shamaya, if you will listen. If you will listen now to my mitzvahs, kol ha'scholes koshois, every beginning has hardships to it. But if you will push yourself, and you will listen now, and go through the initial stages of hardships, then tishmu b'koili, then it will be easier later on for you to listen to my voice, and it will be sweet and easy at the end. U'shemartem es brisi, and if you will watch my bris that I will be courteous with you, I will enter with you concerning the Torah. V'yisem le'segula, then you will be to me as a treasured nation, mikol ha'amim, from all the nations, and don't think I don't have any other choices. Ki li kol ha'aretz, because the whole land belongs to me, and I will choose you from all the other nations to be mine. V'yatem tiuli, and you will be to me, mamleches kohanim, a kingdom of ministers, the goy kodesh, and a holy nation. Eileh ha'devarim, these are the words, asher tedaber al b'nei Yisrael. These are the words you shall speak to the b'nei Yisrael, zagrashi, le'pochais v'le'yoyser, not any more, not any less. Say exactly these words to the b'nei Yisrael. And the Maral explains the reason for this, because Hashem did not want people to say that the reason why the Yidden were mekabel the Torah, and they said Nasa v'nishma, was because Moshe persuaded them. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Don't say anything else. Just say these words. And with these words alone, they should be mekabel the Torah. Now let us go back on the Rashis. Pasuk Aleph. Bayom hazeh, on this day, zog Rashi b'Rosh Chodesh. This means Rosh Chodesh. Lo yitzarach lichtav ela bayom ahu. Zog Rashi, the Pasuk could have written bayom ahu, and we would have known Rosh Chodesh. Mahu bayom hazeh. Why does it have to say bayom hazeh? Zog Rashi, sheyu divrei Torah chadoshim alecho, in order to teach us that the words of Torah should be new to you, ki'ilu hayom nitnu, as if it was given on this day. Every day that you learn Torah, it should feel like Bayom Hazeh. It was this day that it was given. Vayisu me Rafidim, and the Yidden traveled from Rafidim. Lama hutzuch lachzor ulefarish mehechin nasu. Why does the pasuk have to go back and tell us where they were traveling from? Where was the last place that they were? Valekvar kosav. Doesn't it already write at the end of Parshas Bishalach sheber Rafidim hayu chaynim, that they were camping in Rafidim? Biyadua shemisham nasu. Then it is obvious that they traveled from there. Elo lahakish nisiyosin merafidim lebiyosin lemidbar Sinai. The reason why it writes it is to compare their traveling from Rafidim to their coming to Midbar Sinai. Ma biyosin lemidbar Sinai b'tshuva. Just like when they came to Midbar Sinai, it was with repentance, because it says they came ki'ish echad b'leiv echad. So too, their traveling from Rafidim was already b'tshuva, even though they sinned and said Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imoyin, they did tshuva before they left. Vayichan shom Yisrael, and they camped. B'loshin yachid, it does not say vayachanu. Ki ish echad b'leiv echad. Loshin yachid is to teach you they were like one person with one heart. Be'achdus aval shar kol hachaniyos, but all the other encampments b'tarumos uvamachlokes were with fights and with arguments. Neged ahar. What does it mean, neged ahar? L'mizrachay, on the east side of the mountain. L'chol mokam shata moitze neged. Whenever the Torah says neged, referring to a certain direction, ponim l'mizrach, it means on the east side. U'moshe olo, and Moshe went up. Zagrashi bayom hasheni. This was on the second day of Sivan. L'chol al yosef bashkoma hayu. Because every time Moshe ascended, it was always in the morning. Shenemar bayashke Moshe baboyker, and Moshe got up in the morning. So since he always went up in the morning, so this must be Beis Sivan. Koy soymar, like this you should say, b'loshen hazeh, in this loshen, softly to the women and harshly to the men. Ukeseder hazeh, and in this order, first to the women and then to the men. LeBeis Yaakov, elu hanoshen. Beis Yaakov is referring to the women. Toimar lohem b'loshen raka. It says the loshen toimar because it means softly. V'saged levnei Yisrael. But to the Bnei Yisrael speak harshly. Onshim, the punishments, v'dikdukin, and the details. Parash l'zicharim, Moshe explains to the zicharim. Dvarim hakoshim kigidim. The word v'saged is referring to words that are koshin, kigidim, bitter like the herb gidin. And that is what it means by v'saged. Atem ru'isem, you saw. Loi mesaris hibiyetchem. It is not a tradition I am coming to you with. Loi bedvarim ani mishage lochem. I'm not coming to persuade you about what I did to Mitzrayim. Loi be'edem ani meir aleichem. I am not coming to you with witnesses. Ela atem ru'isem asher asisi l'mitzrayim. You yourself saw what I did to Mitzrayim. Akam aveirois hayu chayavani koidim shenizdagvu lochem. On many Averis, the Mitzrayim were chayav to me before they even met you. But I did not pay them back, elo al yadchem, only through you. Vo'ese eschem zagrashi, I carried you on the wings of an eagle. Ze yom shebo Yisrael l'Ramses. This is referring to the day that the Yidden came to Ramses. Shehoyu Yisrael mefuzorin, b'chol eretz Goshen. The Yidden were spread out throughout the whole land of Goshen. Ulusha kalo, and in a short time, kishebo lisa, when it came time to travel and to leave Mitzrayim, nikpitzu kulam l'Ramses. They all gathered in one place in Ramses. The Ogel is Targum, and Targum explains on the words vo'esa eschem, vo'esa ve'etalis yaschoin, kimoi va'asiya eschem. On vo'esa eschem, instead of saying that Hashem says that I carried you, he says that it means Hashem made you travel. Tikun esadover derech kovid l'malo. He corrected the Lashon of the Pasuk as saying it in a more honorable way for Hashem. Instead of saying that Hashem carried the Bnei Yisrael, vo'eso eschem, he uses a terminology that Hashem caused the Bnei Yisrael to travel on the wings of an eagle. That is a more covetic way to speak towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is why Targum changes the Lashon. Al Kanfei Nesharim, on the wings of an eagle, this really is a davar acher, a second shot to what Rashi said before. Kinesher, like an eagle, Hanoisi Gozolov, that carries its children, Al Kanofov on its wings, Shekol Shar Ha'ifois, all other birds, Nois Nes Bnei Ben Ragleim, they put their children between their feet. Because they fear other birds that might fly above them. So to protect their children, they put their children below them. But the eagle, Hazeh, this eagle, he is only afraid from human beings. Maybe he will shoot an arrow at him. Because no other bird flies above the eagle. Therefore, he puts her children on her wings. Omer, he says, "Mutav yikonis hachetz bi v'loy bebonai." It is better that the arrow will enter me and not enter my children. Afani osisi kein, zok HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I also did that. Vayisa malach elokim, vayovo b'machane Mitzrayim. That the Malach Hashem and the Amar Onon went between the two camps, the camp of Bnei Israel and the camp of the Mitzrayim. And the Mitzrayim would throw arrows and catapult stones. The Ha'onon Mekablon, and the Onon would catch them. So the Onon was just like the eagle that caught the arrows that were shot by the Mitzrayim. And I brought you to me, Kedagumai, which Targum says, Lepolchoni, to serve me. Ve'ato, and now, Imata tekablu aleichem, if now you will be mekabel the mitzvahs and the Torah that I will give you, Yerov lochem mikan ve'elech, then it will be sweet for you from here on in. Shekol haschol is koshes, because every beginning is hard. But if you make the effort in the beginning, it will be sweet for you later on. Ushmaratem es b'risi, if you will watch my bris, she'ekoris imochem, that I will enter with you, al shmiras ha'Torah, concerning the watching of the Torah, then you will be to me, la'am segula, to a chosen nation, oitzer chaviv, a treasured nation, a beloved treasure, k'moi usegulas melochem kliyakar, the treasure of the kings are kliyakar v'avonim toivois, precious vessels, and nice stones, shamalochim goizim oisam, that kings store them and hide them away. Kachatem tiuli segula mishar umais. So too, you will be to me as a treasure more than all other nations. Veloy taimu, and you shall not say atem levadchem shali. All I have is you. Vein li acherim imochem. I don't have any choices. I don't have anybody else. Umayesh li oit. And what else do I have? Shetehei chibaschem ni keres. What else do I have that my love for you should be recognizable? And that Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Ki li kol ha'aretz, the whole land belongs to me. Ve'heim be'enai ulefonai l'klum, and I will consider them like nothing. I really own everything. I have all my choices in front of me. But you will be the one that will be segula mikol ha'amin. Ve'atem tiuli mamlechas kohanim, and you will be to me a kingdom of ministers. So Rashi, sarim, ministers, kimoda'at oimer. Just like the Pasuk said, Uvnei David Kohanim Hoyu, the children of David were ministers. Ele ha-devarim, these are the words. This is what you should tell Klal Yisrael. Le-pachas v'le-yoyser, not less, not more. Do not add to this. Do not take away from what I said. Say exactly what I just told you.